It really has stirred up people in Pakistan, these strikes, Naveed Ahmed. And why don't you tell us what the sentiment is? Because it has reached a point now that the more that the Pakistanis are seeing, the more agitated, obviously, they're becoming, especially this past month, where the barrage of the drone attacks, at least, and now we're seeing these manned aircrafts crossing on from the border from Afghanistan.
Well, there are a few consequences and few results of those attacks for United States. First of all, when United States troops or helicopters or drones attack in Pakistani territory, which is not mainland Pakistan, this war is shifting from Afghanistan to the bordering areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, not exactly mainland Pakistan. That is a correction that I would like to make for the benefit of our viewers. The first consequence of such attacks is that Pakistani army, Pakistani police, and Pakistani media, all those stakeholders, they are attacked, including kids going to school. That is one major reaction that United States does not understand. The second one, of course, is the economy of that particular area in which these drone attacks are happening. There is no economy for the past 10 years, and where would these people go? Americans promised to set up some zones, investment opportunity zones in those areas so that there could be some kind of income generation. That did not happen in 10 years. And lastly, there is another added element, and that is that there is no displacement possibility. Even if people move out of those areas, where do they go? There is no relief mechanism or humanitarian system in place because United Nations is already fatigued. There is a donor fatigue with the United Nations, especially for these people. And now, what are the consequences for United States? They are quick. I'll mention them quickly. Number one, Pakistani armed forces are not going to behave the way they have been behaving with regard to previous helicopter or such intrusions, including drone attacks.
We heard that in 2008.
There is a different regime now, and there is a total overhaul of Musharraf's chosen men have been replaced with more professional ones. There has been a change of mindset within Pakistani politicians. One consequence is that Pakistani armed forces are going through a total review of security process. We would generally be hearing, and we are already hearing from politicians, the way you retaliate with the Indians on the Indian-occupied Kashmir when they attack you, you should do the same on
okay.
this side.
I'm glad you mentioned India, because then is there a diversion of funds, $15 billion worth of funds? I mean, remember the Kerry Lugar bill when it came up, how much of a stir that caused. I mean, that was big news, and the Army didn't like that. But the Kerry Lugar bill, even though the United States denied that there was going to be an increase of drone attacks, we can see that there was. So that has translated, but we still see the United States carrying on with their incursions into Pakistan.
Well, these incursions are totally non-productive from any means. Look at the accuracy of the attacks. When was the last time we heard that somebody important was killed in Al-Qaeda ranks? We don't hear that. On the other side, in Afghanistan, they are talking to Taliban, they are talking to Haqqani, they are delisting so-called terrorists as normal good guys from United Nations terror list, but they are not letting Pakistan talk to the people they want to talk. So there is a clear contradiction. There are no politicians in Pakistan which will be supporting United States policy if this government falls. Okay. Number two, the generals and military is totally not in favor of continuing what has been happening. There is a review due, otherwise people are not going to support their own army if this happens. And thirdly, after these floods, Pakistan as a country and Pakistan army, realizing as its army, knows that economy cannot suffer more burdens. And these drone attacks caused a lot of image problem with regard to Pakistan when it is mentioned that Pakistan is being attacked, not just tribal areas.
I'm sorry to jump in. Let me bring in Richard Becker. I apologize for that because Richard Becker, I want to understand internationally how it is that a country, the United States, making incursions in which it's using the 9/11 pretext. Let's see what happens. We just talked about the anti-U.S. sentiment, which has been going on for some time. Don't you think that what is going on with these attacks is actually not only fanning the anti-U.S. sentiment, but extremist groups are coming out in numbers and therefore making the U.S.'s job harder?
Yeah, I don't think that there's any question about that the the greatest stimulus to the growth of resistance inside of Afghanistan, as it was previously in Iraq, has been the occupation itself. It's the greatest source of violence, is occupation. And there's no justification. 9/11 does not justify the United States' continued occupation of Afghanistan. There were no Afghanis who were involved in the 9/11 attacks. They say it's, well, al-Qaeda was in Afghanistan, so that's the justification. But today, al-Qaeda is in many countries. The estimates as many as 60 different countries. So is the United States going to attack all of them? The source of the anger toward the United States, toward hatred, really, toward U.S. policy throughout the region, the source is what the United States has been doing. The wars, the sanctions, the blockades, what's happening to the Palestinian people, what's happening to the people in Iraq, the devastation, the utter destruction in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
Okay, finally, I want to go to London, Atif Ali. What is going to be a reaction by Pakistan, even though many say that it's for public consumption, when they say that this violates their sovereignty? Will they give a reaction?
Well, in this situation, the buck stops with the Pakistan army. They are the one who are the power broker at this stage. Either they have to take a clear stance and stand by the Pakistani nation, or be part of this confused strategy of Obama's war, which has been exposed in Bob Woodward's latest book as well, that there is no clear, coherent strategy to deal with the issue, and there's inherent limitations within the understanding the issue of al-Qaeda and separating Taliban and Pashtun independence war that is going on in the borders of Pakistan and Afghanistan. It have a long-term effect on Pakistan. Pakistan will kept on suffering unless the regional powers like Iran, like India, like China and Russia and Pakistan, they join hands together to come up with an issue that is more acceptable by local population rather than Western solution being imposed through force upon Pashtun nation, which they will never accept at any cost.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, the last words there, Atif Ali, from the Pakistan Movement for Justice from London, making a statement. We appreciate that. Defense and diplomacy analyst Naveed Ahmad from Islamabad, thank you for your statements. And Richard Becker from Answer Coalition from San Francisco, always a pleasure having you. And of course, you, the viewer, we want to thank you for watching. Don't forget, you can check us out on two areas, PressTV.ir for a text and PressTV Global News on YouTube. From Mikhail Batafoy and the entire team, as usual, it's goodbye for now.